Hello, everyone. I am Sarah.
And I'm Pam. And together we are
Two Speakers in Design. We are friends, fangirls, and fellow designers.
We have conversations about design and how it affects our everyday life.
And we want to let you peek into our world.
So let's get to it.
So before we start, we just wanted to show our support to our Asian and Asian American friends and listeners. The events from last week were absolutely awful, but sadly not completely unexpected. Hate crimes on Asians and Asian Americans have been disproportionately on the rise since last year with COVID and all that, and not only here in the United States, but all over the world. And none of this is to blame on Asians or Asian Americans, and completely to blame on racism, white supremacy, and the fact that local and global leaders have not taken this crime seriously enough. We encourage our listeners to listen and support their Asian and Asian American friends. And we encourage us all to stand up for anyone in need and to not just look the other way.
Yeah, these two Pikas are inspired and motivated constantly by artists, designers, and content creators that are Asian or of Asian descent. We wouldn't be who we are today without the talent and knowledge these amazing people have brought into our life.
We're grateful to having them in our lives. We are really, really saddened by what has happened, and we want to make what we can to help and support. Mm-hmm. Not that we're on your side. Last week, we talked about the Myers-Briggs personality types. So we're going to follow up with a similar kind of topic, and it's the Enneagram personality types. And Pam hasn't taken an Enneagram test before, so we're going to be doing this live.
I'm kind of nervous.
Asking questions. And I was thinking I'm just going to share my screen so anybody who's watching on Twitch can follow along if they want to. I think that sounds like a good idea.
Yeah.
And this test is not very long, I think. So we'll just see. I think it will just take like 15 minutes at the most. We'll see how much we're commenting while we're taking it. And then we're going to see Pam's results. And then I'm not going to tell you yet what my type is. We're first going to see the results, and then we're going to compare, and we'll see if you feel like any of this applies to you as a person, as a designer, how you feel about it. Are you ready?
I am. I just want to say I have never taken this test. I haven't even looked at it before. It has been sent to me a couple of times to take it, and I haven't. And I don't really know much about it. So I am excited and a little nervous, but I am ready.
Oh. Okay. I'm just real quick. I want to make sure that it's showing properly on.
I can see it.
Okay. All right. Okay, Pam. So I'm going to say a statement, and then, well, you can see it. There's five options: inaccurate, and then like an in-between, neutral, another in-between, and accurate. Mm-hmm. So I'm just gonna start, and you can tell me if it sounds accurate to how you are, if it's neutral, if it's inaccurate, or if you want any of the in between. Sounds good?
Okay.
Okay. I strive for perfection.
Accurate.
I work hard to be helpful to others.
I'm going to go for the in-between neutral and accurate.
Okay. It is important to me that other people like me.
Same, in-between neutral and accurate.
Okay. It is important to me to achieve great things.
That one is accurate.
I make more significant contributions than the average person.
Wow. I am going to go with in between inaccurate and neutral.
Okay. I feel my emotions very deeply.
Accurate.
I have a sense that other people will never truly understand me.
That is accurate.
I think deeply about things.
Accurate.
So far, I feel like I could have like guessed that.
I know. It's like someone take like this.
I end up similar again. I am prepared for any disaster.
Oh no, 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 no. No, I, you know, I'm gonna have to go with neutral. That's hard. This is so hard. Sorry.
And I'm just like here, like I hope this doesn't get too personal because that could be kind of awkward to do it like. Anyways, it is important to me to avoid pain and suffering at all times.
In between neutral and accurate.
I seek out experiences that I know will make me feel happy or excited.
Accurate.
Who doesn't?
I know.
I see the positive in every situation.
Accurate. I think.
I am not afraid to tell someone when I think they are wrong.
Okay, I'm gonna have to go. I feel so exposed with the in between. You know what? I think I'm gonna go with the in between, yeah, inaccurate and neutral.
Okay.
Because I do fear confrontation.
I know, like, I wish it was accurate, but
I know what me. I mean, I even wish you were neutral. That would feel better. But I definitely have that fear, regardless of the situation. So I can't just pretend I'm neutral, you know? I mean, I'm not terrified. I'll do it sometimes.
Thanks for being honest on camera.
I'm committed to it.
I let other people make the decisions.
This is inaccurate.
I appreciate having rules that people are expected to follow.
Maybe between neutral and accurate?
I am concerned about security more than anything else.
Do you ever feel like you would have answered differently like a few years ago? Like 10 years ago?
Yeah.
because this is fairly accurate. Maybe the in between, neutral and accurate. I don't think I'm too worried.
I think a lot about what will happen in the future.
Yeah, accurate.
I don't fit in with ordinary people.
What is ordinary? I feel that's accurate. I feel that's accurate.
Sorry. Yeah. There is rarely a good reason for changing how things are done.
I guess it depends. Can I go with neutral?
Okay. I always finish my chores.
What is, like, do you know what it means by chores? How do you interpret that?
I don't know.
It's like tasks and things you have to do, or?
I think that's what I would think of as well, like the things that I have to do.
I don't know. I mean, I guess this hits home. The past few weeks have been a little tough because of, I haven't been able to get a lot of things done. So it's been really frustrating. So it's really hard to answer that right now. But I do almost always finish them, even if it's not like, I don't always meet deadlines. I'm gonna go with neutral, I guess.
Okay. I feel like the way that we approach a question also says a lot about us.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I agree. which is why it's so hard, because if we're only a response, you know.
Or only one interpretation, but I don't think there's only one interpretation.
Yeah, and I think that's also why they have five options. Because it tells a lot about how you approach what you know, whatever it is. So I guess neutral. Wow, okay.
We did, okay.
Scared.
I am always trying to be a better person.
That is black and white. That's accurate.
I check carefully for mistakes and errors.
Yes, accurate.
I like to be around people who I can help.
In between neutral and accurate.
Okay. I like to feel that I am an important person in my social groups.
That is completely accurate.
It is important to me to be successful.
Accurate.
Which I feel is another trick question, because it's like success is so different for each person and what they mean with it.
I know. I don't know. And this is probably the INFJ coming out on this test, but I think about it really deeply, you know, like I think about my life in the last 10 years, and I don't know, we'll see.
The organizations I belong to would not function well without me.
Organizations? I don't know. I'm going to go with neutral.
I often feel overtaken by my emotions.
Accurate.
I have always felt different from other people.
The in-between neutral and accurate.
I like to analyze things from every angle.
I'm going to go with also the in-between neutral and accurate.
I always have a plan for what I would do if things go wrong.
So I think I always do, but always something happens that I didn't plan on. So I don't feel like I should say always. So I'm going to go with the in-between.
Okay. I avoid situations that bring up negative feelings.
Accurate.
I seek excitement.
Well, sort of excitement. This is a little general. So, I am going to go with the in between, neutral and accurate.
Okay. I am good at seeing the bright side of things when others complain.
Yeah, that's accurate.
I do not hesitate to call people out when they're behaving badly.
This is very similar to that other one. I'm gonna go with neutral.
I feel like some of these questions are like kind of repeating themselves, but phrasing it differently.
Yeah, and this is something, it sounds like something you would take when you're applying for a job. Have you ever taken those psychological tests? Which in the end you're like rereading, they're just rephrasing some of the questions. It's hard. I just go with whatever feels right and hope I'm not crazy.
Mm-hmm. I go along with what other people want.
The in between inaccurate and neutral.
People should follow the rules instead of doing what they feel like doing.
Neutral?
I seek out relationships that offer me some type of protection.
Neutral.
I can clearly visualize what could happen in the future.
The in between neutral and accurate?
Average people often find me a bit weird.
yeah, I think so, accurate. Or maybe the in between, I don't want to think I'm too weird or say that I'm too weird, I guess. Okay. Yeah.
I like to do things as I've always done them.
Neutral.
I persist until a task is done.
In between neutral and accurate?
I spend time trying to discover and correct my faults and weaknesses.
That is accurate.
I hold myself to very high standards.
Accurate.
I am a natural caretaker.
I think so. So I'm going to go with the in between neutral and accurate.
I want people to admire me.
In between neutral and accurate.
I want to achieve a lot in my life.
That is accurate.
If I am honest, I feel that I am a bit better than other people.
No.
So like completely inaccurate or?
I don't know about the completely inaccurate, so the in between.
Okay. I feel a deep sense of grief.
Sorry.
Okay. I feel a deep sense of grief for what I have lost.
I think that is in between. Neutral and, well, accurate. That's accurate.
Okay. I am an unusual sort of person.
Neutral?
I take time to understand things more deeply than most people do.
I believe this is accurate.
It is important to me to be prepared for any emergency.
This is accurate.
I distract myself from any sad feelings that arise.
Accurate.
I often make changes in my life when things get boring.
I don't know. Neutral and accurate, I guess. Sorry, between neutral and accurate, I meant. Mm-hmm.
That's what I understood.
Thank you.
I tend to be more optimistic than most people.
I'm gonna go with neutral. I mean, between neutral and accurate with that.
Okay. I tell people what I think, even if it is hard to hear.
Neutral.
I would rather follow the group than push for what I want.
Between inaccurate and neutral.
I feel most comfortable in organizations with a clear hierarchy.
I don't know. Neutral.
I take measures to protect myself and my loved ones from harm.
Accurate.
I make plans for many years into the future.
Between inaccurate and neutral.
I am an unusually unique person.
Unusually unique. Same, between inaccurate and neutral.
I dislike trying new methods or procedures.
Neutral.
I focus on my responsibilities and duties.
That is accurate.
I read books that help me be more productive or better at what I do.
Between neutral and accurate?
I put a lot of pressure on myself to do things right.
Accurate.
I take the initiative to help other people and make their lives easier.
Accurate.
I put in the effort to make a good impression on other people.
Yeah, accurate.
Can you hear my dog barking?
No, a little.
Okay, I'm glad.
Just, I can hear a little sound, but I cannot hear her barking.
Okay, she was barking very loud, so I'm glad she can hear it.
Hi, Wendy. She wants to take the test. Well,
she's actually upstairs. She's in another room. But oh, wow. That's why I think you don't hear it very much. Okay, I set ambitious goals for myself.
This is accurate.
I am an important member of my social groups.
I don't understand what it means by social groups. I don't know. Like my family?
During the pandemic, we don't have social groups.
What is social? What is social life? What is social groups? This is a hard question for me to answer because I don't have very big social circles. Mm-hmm. So I can only think in, I don't know, like my friends are usually like more scattered, not like a big group, you know? So I don't really feel like I'm that important. So maybe I'm gonna go with neutral.
Okay. I can describe my emotions in a lot of depth and detail.
Accurate.
I often feel like an outsider.
Accurate.
I find my mind to be a very interesting place.
I mean, I'm never bored in my head. So I guess between neutral and accurate.
I am always aware of what can go wrong in a situation.
I feel this is completely accurate.
Ready for the worst case scenario.
Kidding me?
I have many ways of avoiding situations that get me down.
Yes, I think this is accurate.
I am always up for a new adventure.
Between neutral and accurate, I like to think I am, but sometimes it's not time for adventure all the time. So,
I believe that things usually work out for the best.
That is accurate.
I stand up for what I believe in, even if it upsets other people.
Between neutral and accurate?
I let other people take the lead.
Sometimes I do, sometimes I don't. Let me go with between neutral and accurate.
Okay. I dislike people who disrupt things by breaking the rules.
Accurate.
I make alliances with people who can help me stay safe and secure.
Accurate, I guess.
I am often looking ahead towards what is coming next.
Accurate.
I have different interests than most people.
This is accurate.
The traditional way of doing things is the best way.
I don't agree with this. I'm going to go with the in-between, inaccurate and neutral.
Okay. I am a responsible and reliable person.
Let's do in-between, neutral and accurate because people don't need to know why.
I have a lot of plans for how I can improve myself.
That is completely accurate.
I make sure that even small details are correct.
Accurate.
I enjoy caring for others and their needs.
In between neutral and accurate.
I want to be a person that others can look up to.
Accurate.
I push myself to succeed.
Accurate.
Okay, last page. I make important contributions to my community.
Maybe let's go between neutral and accurate.
Sorry. I rarely have strong emotions.
Inaccurate.
I feel I never truly belong in social groups.
Neutral.
I want to learn as much as I can about how the world works.
Accurate.
It is important for me to understand what can go wrong in a situation.
Accurate.
I take steps to ensure I don't feel sad or lonely.
Accurate.
Trying new things keeps life interesting.
Well, yeah, I don't know. Neutral.
I am an upbeat person.
I don't know, I don't think so. Neutral.
Neutral, you said?
Yes.
I am usually the one to take a stand when others won't.
In between neutral and accurate?
Other people have stronger opinions than I do.
That's a weird one. I don't know. I don't understand that question. Sometimes, I guess. So I think I should go neutral because sometimes I do and sometimes they do.
Sorry, I don't know why I'm yawning so much suddenly. Everyone has a role to play in society and a duty to do their best.
Accurate.
I am concerned with protecting what I have.
Yes, I don't know. In between neutral and accurate, I guess.
I have a good sense of what my future holds.
In between neutral and accurate?
I am an average person with ordinary likes and dislikes.
Neutral?
I try new ways of doing things just to see if they will work.
Accurate?
I have a great deal of willpower.
I don't know. I'm gonna go with neutral.
Self-improvement is a major interest of mine.
That is accurate.
All right. Ready to see the results?
Yeah, but I feel like I'm a contradiction when I ever do this kind of test. Just because of the way they do it is like, are you like playing games with me?
It's purposely like that. So
I know, I know. Test
as well.
But in the end, I just feel a little crazy. It's like, what am I? And then I try to be like honest. You know, I really do try my best. But then I'm like, that is so like, who am I? But yes, I'm ready.
All right, Pam. Your anagram. Okay, it says the graph below shows how you scored for each of the 9 types of anagram. Of the anagram in this graph, the area of each section indicates your score, with larger sections being a better match for your personality.
Okay.
Wait, so your primary type is 1. In this section, we'll dive deep into the 1 profile. Okay, then afterwards you get to like buy the result thing. But so apparently, according to this, you are a type 1.
Okay. And what does that mean?
Actually, you have for 1 and for 2 a 98% match. Type 1 can be thought of as the perfectionist. once plays a lot of emphasis on following the rules and doing things correctly. And then you're also like the same percentage at two, which says type two can be described as the giver. Twos want to be liked and find ways that they can be helpful to others so that they can be loved and belong. And then you are 90% a seven, which type seven is the enthusiast. Sevens want to have as much fun and adventure as possible and are easily bored. Yeah, it's kind of all over the place.
I'm not surprised.
Maybe let's go find another place that talks more about the... So I'm actually just going to stop sharing so that now we can just talk about it.
What type are you?
So I am a two.
You're a two?
Usually, I am a two wing three, which means like three is my closest match. Let's see. Enneagram ones. But something that I've heard about the Enneagrams is that once you learn about it, you can kind of choose which one you actually are. Like, this is not like other tests where you're like strictly this, but like you actually like can identify which one works better for you. Because what that's telling you is kind of like, because for example, I've seen that people in business, they use Enneagram a lot to determine how you can create better services for others, how to run your business and things like that. So once people research on Enneagrams and identify with one, like one of the Enneagrams, then they can use that to help themselves on how to run their business better, how to connect with other people better, things like that.
So I have a question.
Mm-hmm.
When you first took it, did you feel like you could relate to your type?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I feel like this one, and I feel like I've taken this one too, but this is not the one that I first took. I honestly, like, the one that I just used is from Truity.com. And I feel like I've taken this one as well, but I've taken some other ones as well. And I always get similar results, but not always the same. Like, I know I always get two, but the wing is sometimes a bit different. Like the second number that follows.
But you know what? I'm going to read a little bit about it because, yeah, I found it. Because when I first took the body, the head, and the heart, I am all over the place.
I found one here that's called EnneagramInstitute.com, and it says one, it calls it the reformer. Mm-hmm. And it says, ones are conscientious and ethical with a strong sense of right and wrong. They're teachers, crusaders, and advocates for change, always striving to improve things, but afraid of making a mistake. Well organized, orderly, and fastidious, they try to maintain high standards, but can slip into being critical and perfectionist. They typically have problems with resentment and impatience. At their best, they're wise, discerning, realistic, and noble. Do you relate?
Yeah, kind of. Because that's when I took the Myers-Briggs test the first time, and I don't think I've talked about this. Maybe I told you about it last year. Well, first, the name threw me off a bit because it's like advocate, and then it talks about like wanting the good of the world and everything. And I mean, it's not that I am a completely selfish person, but I don't feel like, you know, like I don't see myself like that. So at first I read like the first description and I was like, but then I kept reading and it made sense, you know? And then that's why a year later I took it again. It was something completely different. Like, it wasn't even like an introvert. It was so weird. I don't know. I think I took it in a weird time in my life. And I was like, this is less me. So I just went back to the first result. And then I kind of just, you know, analyzed it a little bit more. I did a little bit more research. And then I understood. And I could relate for, like, entirely. But that description you just read, I I can relate. But I can see here that they have, they divide the times in three different areas, like head, heart, and body.
I don't know. I haven't seen about that.
I don't know. I found it here in thistruity.com. But then, you know, two is heart. Seven is head. And then one is body, a body type. So that was all over the place. But no, according to what you read, I think like I can relate. And then I think I'm going to do a little research on that, but it's really interesting.
I'm going to read to you the two as well, because according to this test, you had the same percentage for one and two.
That's so crazy.
So type two says, twos are empathetic, sincere, and warm-hearted. They're friendly, generous, and self-sacrificing, but can also be sentimental, flattering, and people-pleasing. They're well-meaning and driven to be close to others, but can slip into doing things for others in order to be needed. They typically have problems with possessiveness and with acknowledging their own needs. At their best, they're unselfish and altruistic, and they have unconditional love for others.
Yeah, I can relate to a lot of that. Maybe there are things that are, you know, that were more like that before, you know. Sometimes I find myself reading like maybe like negative aspects of like the INFJ and stuff like that, that I feel that I recognize in myself, but that I've been working on improving mm-hmm. for like a few years now. But I can recognize why it's me, because I struggled with it or still do. So I can definitely relate. So that's really interesting. So if they ask me, I should say I am a type one or two.
I think you should look into it and see which one you feel more yourself with, like see which one feels more mm-hmm. like you. And then okay. the other one can probably be the wing. Like they call
the
it
wing.
The wing.
They call
like,
it the wing.
Yeah, as in like W-I-N-G.
Oh, the wing. Oh, yeah, sorry.
Uh-huh. So you can be like a two wing one, or you can be a one wing two.
Interesting. That is really
or you
cool.
You may even take it in another website to take it again to see what it comes up with.
One wing, two wing, seven. That's my time. No. Oh, yeah. Do you, when you, when did you take it?
I've taken it a couple of times. I think the first time that I took it probably was like 3 years ago. And then like a year ago, I took it again because I had like I think I was a two, but I don't really remember. And I wanted to like start using more because it started to become a big thing in marketing and a lot of like marketing, like webinars and things like that, that I was attending. We're talking a lot about Enneagrams and how to do marketing based on your Enneagram and things like that. And I'm like, I think I'm a two, but I don't remember. So I took it again. And I got a two wing three. That's the other thing. I think I couldn't remember if I was two wing three or three wing two. But I think it's a two wing three.
It was still, yeah. Well, I mean, we are still basically the same. Because I did.
I
could be a two. I could be a two. I think in that sense it's pretty accurate, because you know we have the same type, Myers-Briggs type.
Mm-hmm.
So that's really cool.
See, and I want to see now, because I think it's so interesting that we have the same Myers-Briggs and this and a very similar ENFJ, yet you're a Ravenclaw and I'm a Slytherin.
See, I think that is a completely different criteria, okay? Because, you know, some people are better than others and some houses are better than others, you know?
That being just saying. Said, when I've taken like the extended, you can take like the extended Harry Potter house test where it tells you like what the next house for you would be. I often get Ravenclaw as my second house, so.
I don't think I've ever taken that one.
Yeah, it's not an official one.
Oh, there you go. Well, you know, I have always been a Ravenclaw. that has never changed ever since I was like 12, or I don't even know how young I was, before these tests were a thing and the internet was, you know, accessible. I used to just read it everywhere. And then when I started taking those tests, because I've taken a million before the Pottermore, when it used to be Pottermore came out, I was everything but a Slytherin. I would mostly be a Ravenclaw, but sometimes I would come up as a Hufflepuff or Gryffindor even, but never a Slytherin. I have never, never been a Slytherin.
You're missing.
But I know a lot of people around me who are. I don't know. I think that maybe I might have been biased and tried too hard when I was younger.
Really being self-righteous.
Probably. No one is surprised. I mean, it's hard when you're reading Harry Potter. You don't want to be in Slytherin. Slytherin is the worst house.
Because everyone is biased in that book. So
exactly. Yes, exactly. Not after, like, maybe when Pottermore came out, you started, like, learning more about the houses, you realized that Slytherin is actually a pretty cool house. But yeah, you're right. It's interesting.
Okay. Let's see. We only have a couple, like, 10 minutes left. So I don't know. Maybe we're just going to wrap here the Enneagram talk, and I feel like some other day we can like maybe dive more into it.
I'm actually gonna do a little research on it because I want to go down the rabbit hole.
I want to talk more about how like it affects us as design, like how it helps us in our design process or things like that. But mm-hmm. I think it'd be good for you to do some more research now that you've like been welcomed into the world of Enneagram. And when we have some more time, because we are close to hitting an hour.
Yeah, I know. It did take a while.
Than I thought.
I know.
I
and
a 15 minutes test. But
and I did try to do this, like, you know, like hurry up and answer, but it's hard.
It is hard.
It is hard.
The links that we used for the quiz and for the things that we read about, we're going to share that when we publish the episode so that if anybody wants to learn more about Enneagram, they can follow those links as well. Recommendations. Sam, what are you recommending to us today?
Okay, so I'm going to go and recommend something for all those Procreate users out there. I don't know how many people actually do use it, but when you are doing like lettering or illustrating and stuff like that, Procreate is like amazing. And this week, Design Cuts is holding a free online sessions in Procreate. So they have like six or seven artists who are coming on to give free tutorials live. If you sign up, you can get the recording afterwards. I think this started out last year with the pandemic and everything. Everybody was doing like free lives and, you know, teaching things, and they did yoga and just like all sorts of things, and it was great. And some artist or other that I followed sent like, you know, sent a newsletter about it, and that's how I came across the Design Cuts. And several artists that I still follow and buy products from them, which I love. So last time I recommended a brush pack by Lisa Glantz. She's going to be one of the artists that's going to be doing a live session. And they have like a bunch of other artists. So all you have to do is go to designcuts.com, and then they have, it's like right there on the header, find out more, and you can see the lineup, and you can just save a spot for whichever one you're interested in. So they're pretty great. They have really good tips and content. So that's my recommendation for this episode.
That's awesome. I love Design Cuts. I've been buying products from them. I especially love the bundles that they sell, the monthly bundles.
Yeah, they're really good.
And through Design Cuts, there's a lot of designers that like I learned about because of Design Cuts. or even the podcast, the Honest Designer Show. I started listening to it because I like buying stuff from Design Cuts, and the CEO of Design Cuts is one of the podcasters. So I completely recommend. Mm-hmm. I have not gone to their Procreate sessions, but I have been to other lives that they've had. And I really enjoy them.
Yeah, I think they're like, I mean, they're pretty good. Like I only attended like four last year, or maybe three. But this year is really interesting. They have like watercolor and Procreate, geometric design, mm-hmm. paper cutout lettering piece. I'm really interested in that one. Mm-hmm. Tips for creating realistic lighting in Procreate, like all those things, because Procreate is so versatile, like it's amazing. Mm-hmm. And there are a lot of tutorials and just videos that out there that you can watch. But this sort of thing is amazing because they really go in depth, and they ask questions, and they also come with some product they are promoting, but Design Cuts has amazing deals. So mm-hmm. I bought something last time just because it was so good. They are amazing. If you are a digital artist, Design Cuts is the way to go. And that is why I am recommending for today.
Okay. Thank you. That's a great recommendation. Mm-hmm. My recommendation is a bit different. And it's sadly, I think, only available in the United States. Yeah.
Oh.
But Krispy Kreme. Yum. I thought that they're going to be, let's see, they said, to show our support for those who choose to get vaccinated, starting Monday, March 22nd, which is today, anyone who shows their COVID-19 vaccination record card will receive a free original glazed donut. So, if you needed another reason to get vaccinated, which really you should have enough reason already, but...
Yeah, just get vaccinated.
Krispy Kreme is going to give you a donut. So, did you say that to prove it, just go with your vaccination record card and it's available. Let's see. It says a participating U.S. Krispy Kreme shop, so it doesn't have any more specifics. I guess you're just gonna have to go to your local Krispy Kreme and ask. I'm actually getting vaccinated this week, so yay! I'm excited about that.
Are you gonna go for your donut?
I don't know if there's a Krispy Kreme nearby, sadly. Mm. But I'll keep my vaccination record card in case, like, when I'm traveling to other towns, keep an eye out for Krispy Kreme and go get my donut. I'm a bit scared because I have a lot of things this week, and I hope I don't get, like, super tired. I've heard that one of the biggest, like, effects that you get is that you get very tired after receiving the vaccine, and, like, I'm already, like, very tired all the time, so.
I know.
But yeah, I recommend to everyone to go get the vaccine. And if you have a Krispy Kreme nearby, then go get your donut to celebrate. I did tell my husband, who's taking me to get the vaccine, that we need to at least get ice cream or something afterwards to celebrate, because I am not a fan of needles, but I know that vaccines are very important. So I'm gonna get it, even though I'm not a fan of needles. And then we're gonna celebrate so that I feel good about it.
A very good incentive. I support this.
I've been doing that since I'm little. I always hated vaccines, but you know,
I know, me too.
They train you, were like, you're good, you get a lollipop, and I'm like, okay.
Even when you get like a blood test, those are so terrible.
Anything related to like having to put a needle in me will get a treat afterwards, because I was so brave.
I actually have to go on Thursday for a blood test. Ugh, this week is terrible. I'm scared now, but I think I'll go for ice cream too. Good idea.
Way to go.
Mm-hmm.
Next is what we're up to. So I'll start. And I'm actually in the middle of a challenge that we're holding at Stargaze Studios. It's called the Life Brand Alignment. And today, Monday, the second prompt goes out. So if you are listening to this episode anytime around the week of March 22nd, you can still join the live round. if you are part of my newsletter or of my Facebook group, which is called the Growing Together Community, you can actually get access to a challenge for free. If you're not part of it, then it's $17 only until the end of the month. And this is the live round. But I take challenges at a very slow pace because I get tired too if I have to like be sending out stuff every day. So we're sending the prompts every 2 days, which gives you time to catch up if you started late or if you are delayed for some reason. So if you're listening to this and it's still like the week of March 22nd, you still have a chance to come and join the live event. And the nice thing about the live event is that we actually have like live Zoom calls that you can participate in so that you can get to know other people in the challenge and you can talk about the prompts. Most of my challenges are very like journal slash meditation related. So what we do in the challenge is a lot of just like journaling and pondering on the things, on the prompts that we send out. So during our live events, we get to share about the insights that we've had and things like that. This specific challenge is about brand lifestyle. So it's about helping you create that picture of how you want your life to look like and then help you build a lifestyle that integrates your goals with your brand so that you can achieve them. And yet this is a live round. Once we finish the live round, it's going to be reworked into a self-paced challenge. So anyone who took it right now with the live round is gonna get free access to the self-paced. But if you're listening to this later on, then the self-paced version will probably be available at my shop and you can get access to it. I'm also thinking in the future, I'm probably going to stop creating challenges and we're just going to like have live rounds for other challenges we've done in the past. Mm. I think that'd be interesting to do that again, because
that's a good idea.
That's the idea of a self-paced challenge. You just don't like buy it and do it once. You usually have it there so like that whenever you need like that pick me up again, you can take the challenge again. So yeah, that's
cool.
That's what I've been up to. Oh, and doors to my mastermind are opening. I think it's at the end of next week. So if there's anyone interested in that, go to growtogethermastermind.com, or you can also just go to my website and find the link there. You can go to sargeistudio.com or sarabando.com, and it will take you to where you can sign up to the mastermind. And so if you wanna get a peek of like what the mastermind is like, this challenge kind of gives you a bit of insight on how I work and what kind of things we do in there. But the mastermind is like way more intense because we actually have like weekly meetings and we do a lot more. So that's what I am up to. What are you up to, Pam?
Come join us in the mastermind. Okay. I am up to nothing. No, this week is just a different week. I am getting my last two wisdom teeth out. I've been really scared of doing this for years. So I'm finally getting it done. I'm happy, but I'm scared. And I'm going to make myself rest for a couple of days. I just came out of a workshop last Saturday as well, and I always have to take it easy afterwards, or I, you know, get overwhelmed really easily. Although that workshop was so much fun, I had an amazing group. It was so rewarding. And so just like maybe planning, journaling, and I am going to pick up my 100-day challenge. That's been really hard to, you know, I'm not up to date anymore. I think we're already halfway through, but I refuse to drop it entirely because I have so many ideas to letter. I have like a long list. So this week that I'm taking it slowly and everything, that's what I'm going to do. See if I can pick it up again and then, you know, find some rest and just get ready for things that are coming up.
And I guess we should say that's why we're recording today on a Monday.
Yeah.
Because tomorrow we don't even know how much Pam will be able to talk.
Yeah. Oh, wish me luck. I really hope it goes well. The first two went really well. That was like 5 years ago. Yeah. But yeah, that's happening tomorrow. Oh, you know, and also next time we record, I'm going to be older. I'm going to be 33. Ooh. Yeah, my birthday is next week, actually. So I'm going to be older. It'll be sad. No, I'm just kidding. I know March is the fastest month I have ever. This March, 2021, fastest month in my life ever.
It's been too crazy.
I know.
I'm just like really thinking of all the things I'm supposed to get ready by the end of the month. And I'm like, the end of the month is in a week. Okay.
I know. I don't like, I'm serious. It's been faster than 2020 together. Like this month was crazy. I don't know why. I have no idea why. But yeah, so that's another important thing.
Next time we're streaming, Pam's going to be 1 year older and she will have two less molars.
Oh yeah! It'll be a good it'll be a good day. I will be very happy then. So okay. Yeah.
And unless we say otherwise on social media, we're gonna resume with our schedule on Tuesdays.
Yeah.
We might have some changes later on. We'll see. But we will let you know.
So I think we'll know. We might know in 2 weeks after that. Mm-hmm. We might be able to tell you.
Mm-hmm. So just stay tuned on social media and we'll let you know of when we're going to be streaming live. And if not, as usual, you can always just check Friday mornings when there is just the audio recording drops on Anchor, Spotify, and other podcasting platforms. But okay, Pam, is there anything else you want to add?
No, that's it. Ready? Thank you, everyone, for listening to this episode and me answering this test.
Okay. Thanks for joining our conversation today, everyone.
We'd love to hear your take on this, so make sure to follow us on Instagram at @2ticas_in_design, sorry, with the number 2, or on Facebook under the same name.
So see you on social media.
Bye.